Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hopefully we can help Patrick in Mississippi get rid of those cold showers. Patrick, what's going on with your hot water heater?
I don't think there's anything wrong with a hot water heater in particular. It's just I think where it's at. It just takes forever for hot water to get from the heater that's in the attic. Or, you know, I got a single floor building, house, home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's in the attic. And it just takes forever, I guess, to get either to the kitchen sink or even into a shower or anything. I just wonder if there's any way to speed that up at all.
Well, there is, but there's an energy cost. It's possible to have your domestic water set up so that there's a return loop so that you have water always flowing to each fixture and then back to the water heater. The problem with that is your water heater is going to run a lot more frequently because it's always going to be cooling down as you bring that cold water return loop back. So it's a trade-off between running, wasting a lot of water just to get the hot water up to the faucet, or paying more in energy costs because you have a domestic hot water loop that's constantly being reheated. You understand?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. I know there's somebody told me about two other options. One is those little instant heaters you can attach to a line.
Well, an inline heater, but I mean, like, for example, in the kitchen, I think you're talking about instant hot, which is used for, you know, tea and things like that.
Well, yeah, I don't know what, I guess. If somebody told me you can go to Lowe's or Home Depot and get by these things, it would, you know, as the water comes to the, you just hook up the cold line to it, and suppose you can, it'll heat up the water for you so you don't have to even draw hot water from the.
Well, that's a different form of water heater. Yeah, that's a different kind of water heater, but the same issue applies. Now, if it's closer to the fixtures, it's going to take less time to get there. But that's really the two options.
Okay. So would it be, you think, cost-efficient maybe to put a small hot water heater somewhere else in the?
If you can split the zones up so that you have, say, I don't know if it's a two-story house, but say you had second floor on a water heater that was in the attic and the first floor on a water heater that was in the basement, it would take less time for those fixtures to get hot. But, again, remember, now you're paying for the energy it takes to run two water heaters.
Well, I was thinking maybe just in the kitchen, maybe somewhere near the sink, put a small hot water heater up there for the dishwasher and anything else in that area.
You could do that. That's kind of like what you would do if you had a small office. You'd have a small water heater just for the office.
And, you know, I haven't looked into that. How cost efficient, I mean, as far as hot water.
Well, let me put it to you. Let me put it to you this way. The cost of buying that water heater and paying to run it is going to be more than the cost of buying the water that you're wasting with just a single water heater. Okay, it's not going to save you money, but if you're really are bugged by the fact that you got to wait so long for the hot water, then it's okay to buy it. We'll give you permission. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, Patrick. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.